Muskegon. Welcome to the Credit Guy Show. I'm Dave Sullivan, a.k.a. the Credit Guy, and we will be helping you to transform your credit.
Now, here's your Credit Guy, Dave.
Hello, Muskegon. Welcome to the Credit Show that we do here once a week from 10 till 10:30 on Wednesdays. Lady J, how was your weekend? Good?
It was wonderful.
Great.
Lots of rest.
Loving Muskegon. The weather's getting better finally. So hopefully we can get outside and enjoy it. I do have a special guest this week, Connie Taylor, the president and CEO of the best credit union in Muskegon. Connie, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Thanks for coming in. We really appreciate you coming in and doing a lot of the different things that we're doing at the credit union to educate the community. Very proud of what we're doing. We've got a new career reality fair coming up at Western Michigan Christian High School, and for the middle schoolers, it's going to be a great event on April 28th. Looking forward to that. Connie, why don't you tell us how long have you been at First General, and what are some of the things that you really want to work on
Sure.
at the credit union?
Good morning, Muskegon, and good morning, First General Credit Union members. We're really excited. I've been on board for 2 years at the credit union. We've made a lot of changes. We've got a lot of new changes coming forward in the future that we're looking forward to, but financial literacy and getting consumers where they want to be and profitable in their own right is where we're going with financial literacy. So we hope we can help everyone, but if we can't, we can at least help several that come to us.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons that attracted me to First General was that commitment to financial literacy. Obviously, we talked about that already, but you know, I really enjoy being here, and we're going to make the best of it. So we've already talked about the 6 steps to a better credit score, which is very important. And by the way, if you want to call in and get a question in to us live, it's 231-722-8338 is the call-in number. Call in live. We can answer any questions you have. But wanted to briefly recap the 6 steps, pulling your own credit report from annualcreditreport.com. How to handle collections, that you should not pay off old collections if you want to improve your score quickly. Good credit, how many good accounts should you have? 3 to 5 good credit union credit cards is what you want. How to remove a 30-day late on a goodwill request to remove. And when to pay your bills, always on the before the reporting date. So that's going to become more and more important as Fannie and Freddie switch over to the trended credit data that they're talking about doing here sometime this year. When you pay your bills is going to be more important than ever, and if you're paying them on time, that might not be the right time to do it. I usually like to tell people to pay their bills before the reporting date. And if you want to go more into any of these things, you can always give us a call at 231-722-8338. But now that we've kind of come through those 6 steps over the last 6 shows, I wanted to talk a little bit about what you can do with a little bit better credit score. If you have been following along, your score has improved somewhat. And I think you'll be surprised about how much money you can save if you shop for insurance with a better credit score. People don't realize when they go out to get their homeowner's insurance, get their auto insurance, get their renter's insurance, a credit score is pulled, and that credit score usually is going to be a Vantage score, and we talked a little bit about that. Vantage is a competitor to FICO. FICO is the main credit score company out there, and Vantage has come along and tried to compete with them, and where they've really made some great inroads is insurance. So when you go to apply for insurance, a credit score is pulled in a way that they evaluate risk. So if you have not shopped for insurance after you've improved your credit score, you may be wasting thousands and thousands of dollars. You know, and I did this myself. You know, I had been with the same insurance company for a long time. And of course, my better half told me that I needed to shop for insurance and called around, called some people, called some friends of mine who had insurance with people. So I got a referral from a friend, which is a great way to do it. And they shopped for insurance for me. They gave me different prices. I wanted to compare what I had with a new option. And we found that we saved really $2,000 to $3,000 every year just on insurance because our score was up. And if you've been with your insurance person for a while, you should definitely shop that because insurance, I don't know, it's not getting any cheaper, is it, Connie?
No, it's not. Yeah. And the same thing rings true, Dave, with autos or houses that you financed when your credit score was low. If you've improved, that's the time to refinance and get a better score. You've got a better score. You've worked on it. Go out there and get yourself a better rate and make less of a payment because you've definitely done yourself a favor.
Yeah, that was going to be the next point up is that if you've purchased a car and let's say your score was not as good as it could have been, now you've got those payments. Hopefully you've been making them on time. Maybe it's time to refinance your car loan.
Absolutely, and it's that easy. You just go into the financial institution just like it's a brand new loan and talk to them about you've improved your score, you've worked on it, and have them work with you so you can get the best deal.
Yeah, you know, people, before I came here, actually, I never thought about refinancing an auto loan.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah, and you can save a lot of money by doing that, especially if you finance that car before you had a good score. So I think it's an important point to make. And I believe now that going to a credit union is a great option.
Empower yourself. That's what a credit union is all about.
That's right. And Connie, is there a credit union here in Muskegon that you would recommend?
First General Credit Union all day long.
I figured that. Yeah. So, and I think it's a great credit union as well, obviously. But we've come up with a program to really help people improve their credit. And because I've been in the credit industry for so long, I finally got the opportunity to kind of create my own program. And I believe it's a great program we call Credit Launcher. And if you jump over to our website at 1stgeneral.com, you can find out more information about the Credit Launcher. You do have to live in the 5-county area out here in Muskegon. I've had people outside the area inquire about it. But if you're in this 5-county area and you want to improve your score quickly, we had a story last week as I was coming out to the show where somebody was on the Credit Launcher program for just 2 months and they have already saw a 40 to 50 point improvement on the
beautiful
score.
So it's that quick that
it's
it can
working
take effect.
And do you have to be a member of the credit union to actually access that program?
Well, you can become a member and that's not hard at all. Yeah,
and then you get that program for free, right?
You bet. Right.
Absolutely free, people.
Mm-hmm. Take advantage of it.
Yeah, there's no cost to sign up for the Credit Launcher program, but you do have to become a member. And it's not hard to become a member. We were talking about that today on how we can make that process better for you. You know, another thing I wanted to talk about if you wanted to improve your score quickly is if you have a father or a mother who has a good credit report or a good credit account and you want to add that to your profile, that is a good way to improve. My son's girlfriend actually was going off to college and she was applying for student loans and the student loans were going to be based on her current credit score for the life of that student loan. Because she was younger, she didn't really have a very good credit profile. And what I told her to do is have your mom add you as an authorized user or joint account holder. And that's a way to quickly improve the score for you.
Again, a very good tip that a lot of people don't understand is you're capable of.
Well, especially kids, you know, because that's not really taught in the schools. And that's one of the reasons why we're trying to do the Career Reality Fair at Western. And if you're a listener and you'd like to participate, if you have a son or grandson in 7th or 8th grade, we still have time to get you in. We've got a few spots left. If you email me at dsullivan@firstgeneral1stgeneral.com, we'll get you included in it. But it's going to be a great program. And, you know, kids are not taught as well as I'd like them to be taught about credit. And unfortunately, they have to find out later. I mean, my dad taught me about credit after I graduated from college with a finance degree. So we're really all about that education.
That's very hard to understand as we all go off and make a great career for ourselves, but we don't understand that part of balancing your life. So it's a nice balance, and that's what we'd like to give to all of our members.
Yeah.
Empowerment.
Yeah, for sure. So another, go ahead.
Do you have like any stories of people that you've had come across in the Credit Launcher program where their score was completely like obliterated and then you got it to good credit?
Well, the program's only been around for a few months.
Okay.
So it's hard to kind of get from that level all the way up. But if you're, the lower you start, the bigger of an improvement you'll see. And what I tell people because credit cards, it really takes 6 months before you get the benefit from the credit card before it goes in the FICO scoring model. So you have to have an account. If you open a new one, that's not going to help you for 6 months because the scoring model just doesn't look at that. And when I say the scoring model, I'm talking about FICO. Vantage is different. And Vantage, of course, is the company owned by the three major repositories that competes with FICO. So your Vantage score will improve quicker than your FICO score. But if you want to get an auto loan or if you want to get a mortgage, you're going to have a FICO score. So that's what I usually talk about. So really, it's going to take 6 months. Now, the reason we're seeing the big boost with the credit launcher program is because it's more than just a credit card. It's an installment loan as well. And an installment loan will actually help you quicker than a revolving account. But because we're combining them and starting them early and a few other things, which are my secret sauce, it really is helping people before the six-month process. So, yeah, I love the program. I mean, I've helped other people in the past who had a horrible credit score and, you know, they were hoping to get into a house, but they knew their score was terrible. And I did coach them up. And I did a video recently with somebody who actually moved into the house and we've showed their house and all that stuff. And it's a great rewarding feeling, taking somebody who's unsure, they don't know what to do, and then seeing their house and what they built for themselves. It's an amazing feeling. And the more I can do that, you know, you don't have to pay me for that. I certainly enjoy doing that for free because,
we have had a few success stories, Dave. In before you came to the credit union, George Cannon III has been meeting with people to make them understand what they have to do to get that mortgage. A lot of people will go out and put a offer in on a home, and they have no clue. So, and then they come in when they've been denied. So George says, if you do all of this, you can get a house at the end of, you know, watch your score. And indeed, we have financed houses for folks that were not capable 12 months ago. So it's working. And again, this is our charge. We want to make your dreams come true, but we want you to do it in a safe and sound manner. We're not going to put you into something that you're not going to be able to handle. We don't want you to fail. So we're all about success stories.
Yeah, George told me a story this morning at our group meeting about somebody that he helped out over. It took him a year. Yeah. And you can get there. It's not overnight, right? I mean, you didn't get in this shape overnight. You can't fix it overnight, but you can get there. So we talked about refinancing the auto. The next thing, obviously, is buying a home, right? So we're going to talk about, you know, how much you can save from buying versus renting right now. I think there's a great opportunity here in Muskegon for people who want to own their own home. So we're going to talk about that and then something else, two more steps on what you can do with a good credit score right after the break here. So if you want to call in, 231-722-8338. After the break, we'll take some questions live, hopefully, or jump over on Periscope and you can ask them on there and I'll work them into the show. Welcome back, Muskegon. If you do have a question, you can call in live, 231-722-8338. This is Dave Sullivan, the credit guy with First General Credit Union, the my favorite credit union in Muskegon. Glad to have you here. We're going to talk a little bit more about what you can do. So the first six shows we went through and we told you how to improve your credit report. Now we want to tell you things that you can do once you have a better score. I think that's important. And one of the things that came up on Periscope over the break was, what about refinancing an auto? And, you know, it is a great opportunity. Many people go in, they go somewhere where they can get a car because they need to get back and forth to work. And they don't understand that they may have paid a higher rate of interest on that car loan than they actually had to. So now that your score is improving, if you've enrolled in the credit launcher program at First General Credit Union, you can improve your credit score. And as things are getting better, you need to look around at your activity and see if there's a way to save money. I hate budgeting. Connie, do you like budgeting?
No one likes to go by a program.
Yeah.
We all just like to live free and, you know, spend the money. But
right.
It's not reality.
If I want a Starbucks coffee, I want to get a Starbucks coffee. Although I don't go to Starbucks anymore. I go to Tim Hortons. But if I want to spend
Add
something.
Add those up. That's a car payment.
I know.
You know?
But I still like coffee, mm-hmm. so I don't want a budget for that. So one of the ways that I like to do it is save money on what you're already spending. You know, do you really need to have 400 TV channels? Not anymore, right? Do you really need to have a house phone line? Not really. I mean, you're already paying for a cell phone. So look through your budget line by line and see what you can eliminate and live with. So many times we pay for things online, or, you know, there's a monthly fee for some subscription that you joined, and you don't realize that those are sucking your budget every month. Go through your credit card and make sure that all those things that you're being billed for on a monthly basis are really necessary, is what I tell people. And then take your better credit score and shop it at an insurance company. So we talked about how to improve your financial situation by paying down or getting better insurance. Your insurance is evaluated based on your credit score. So if you have a better credit score now, you should shop at insurance. Especially if you had a bad credit score, you should shop it every 6 months as your credit score gets better.
And I think one thing, Dave, to point out is if you have a bad credit score, don't just say, I'm doomed for life and this is my lifestyle.
Yeah.
Give yourself a chance today when you get up and that maybe the sun's not shining. This is a great day to start looking at one bill a day, perhaps. You're looking at seven a week. After you get that feel of empowerment and you've made changes, you're going to just want to keep going until you've completely recalibrated your life, if you will. Again, very important. It can be possible, but it just takes that first foot forward. And, of course, First General Credit Union is there to help you with all your financial needs. We have a good ear for our consumers. We have beautiful members, and they'd love to have you join their membership.
Yeah, and I've met with some of the members to try to coach them up. That's something that we provide at First General. If you are a member, you can come in, and I'll sit down with you and kind of go over a plan. I've done that with a few members already, and they've been very successful early on. And the other thing is people get frustrated with their credit report because they kind of give up, right?
Yeah, don't give up.
They think they have a collection on there. I can't get it removed. They're focused on the negative, and I always tell people the story about hiking in Philmont Scout Ranch out in Arizona. Don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive. If you had a collection, you pay it, it's done. Don't focus on it. Go get some good credit.
But the more you ignore it, the worse it gets.
Well, take care of it,
yes,
and then ignore it.
Well, after it's taken care of, then ignore it, and then ignore move on and do it right the next time.
Yeah, and get a credit launcher type program from a great credit union, or the best credit, or no, our credit union, First General Credit Union, my favorite credit union in Michigan. So the other thing that we were going to talk about was, is a eviction or is something from a landlord, is that going to be on your credit report? Well, if that landlord takes that debt to small claims court, then that's going to be on your credit report as a judgment, okay? So all the regular rules apply from a judgment perspective. It's going to be on your credit report for 7 years from the date it is either resolved or recorded. So either you fix it and then it resides on your credit report for 7 years, or you let it go. But I would recommend taking care of those right away. And if it's an actual error, you can get those removed. So, you know, if you had a judgment on your credit report that you don't recognize, there are ways to dispute that. And you should really start with the court and then work your way to the repositories. So many times, because the courts are not allowed to have your Social Security number, there are more errors prone to judgments than other types of information. So make sure that when you pull your credit report from annualcreditreport.com that there are no errors. I mean, if you have a similar name to someone else in your family and you live together, very likely you could have some sort of error on there. And you need to watch it. That's your responsibility to make sure it's correct. You know, the repositories are doing the best they can, but there's a lot of people out there, and you need to pull your credit report once a year. Much like, you know, it's almost like an adult report card, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you an A? Are you a B? Are you a C? You're going to pay if you're in the ladder.
Yep. If you're not right up there, it's very important that you make sure that all of your information is correct. I think that's very important. So if you want to call in, 231-722-8338. We're here with Connie Taylor and Dave Sullivan from First General Credit Union. You know, I hate to go right down to the bottom, but some people don't really know what a repository is. And a repository, there are three major repositories. Actually, there's many repositories of information in the country, but there are three major credit repositories, and that is TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax. Those are the companies that gather the information from the credit card companies and the credit unions, and they pool that together, and then they keep that database for you. And then when you apply for credit, the bank or credit union then pulls that information back from the repository, and then they make a credit decision. So the repositories gather the information, and that's TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax. Those are the three companies.
Dave, I'd also like to point out to the consumers that are listening today, if you're sitting there and wondering what is the first step that I need to take, how do I get that credit bureau? I'm not online. Again, First General Credit Union, our credit launcher, we're going to sit you down. We're going to start from square one. You know, we do this every day for our consumers. As consumers, you don't do this every day, so you do need experts in the field, and that's us. We're going to help you with that.
Yep, and like I said, we've had training for the whole staff that I've done. They're all up to speed. They're all credit men and women now at the credit union. Very proud of that. So I think that's a real asset that we offer to the community, really. So we talked a little bit about refinancing an auto now that you have a better score. One of the tips that I like to offer is if you have something laying around the house that you haven't touched in a year, you should probably sell it.
Time for a yard sale.
Yeah, time for a yard sale. But if you put it on eBay or Craigslist, you might get a little more money than a yard sale. So I tell people to, you know, go through your closet. If you can't sell it on eBay or a yard sale or Craigslist, then throw it out.
Right.
Yeah, just get rid of the clutter.
Defrag your life.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, that can be a way to raise money. So if you're trying to get ready, so if you're making the run up to get the very best score possible for a mortgage or an auto, what you want to do is you want to bring your revolving balances down to 5 to 9%. You know, if you hear people say bring them to 30%, I always felt like that's probably somebody who doesn't really understand the scoring model, because if they just went to 29%, they would get the benefit from the next category. People don't realize that there are cutoff points for improving the score in the scoring model. What I found is it's in between, you know, 30 and 29. If you're at 29, you get the benefit.
And that's good, but you've got to start somewhere, so we don't want to disencourage people today.
Well, no.
So sometimes I tell folks, keep it at 50%. You know, start there.
Well,
and then go down to your...
Right, 49%.
Right,
yeah, would be good.
Right.
So if you just, you know, if you're over 100, that's like a collection. If you bring it just down to 99%, that's better. If you go down to 79, 59, you know, all the way down, if you keep it at that next level down, and it can be as little as $50 to get it down to the next level, you'll benefit. And with the trended credit data that we're going to talk about more in future shows, that becomes even more important. How your information is reported to the repository every month is now going to be closely looked at by Fannie and Freddie and the scoring model. So you need to keep your balances as low as possible on the revolving, statement date, not the revolving date. The statement date is the date you need to get it down. So if you do have a question, 231-722-8338, we can take that live. But this is Dave Sullivan with First General Credit Union and
Connie Taylor.
That's right. Thanks for coming in, Connie.
You bet.
So as we're making the run up to get the home or the auto, we're paying down the balances. We're going to get them down as low as we can. 5 to 9% is optimum. You don't want to go to zero. Cost you a few points to go to zero. I know that doesn't make sense, but they want to make sure that there's activity on the account. So 5 to 9%. The other thing that we're going to do is we're going to look at our utilities and find out, are our utilities reporting on the credit report? If they are, then you're going to want to bring that balance down. You're going to want to pay a little extra the month before. You want to have the best credit score, so it only reports a smaller amount than the high credit. So if you're in the winter, like I said last week here in Muskegon, you know, you want to watch your utility bills. So in the middle of winter, in the middle of summer, your utilities are usually reporting up near the high credit. If that's the case, you want to bring those things down. And what else? Oh, if you have an old inactive account, that's the third thing you want to do. You want to make sure you have activity on that account. So if you have an account that you haven't used for a while and you're trying to make that run up to the home purchase, you're going to want to pay that, get that reactive, and then get 5 to 9% on it just to keep it active. So those are the three things you can do as you run up to the credit, the best credit score you can get before you buy a home. All right, so we're coming down to the end of the show, Connie. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
I want to add that your success is our success. We want to make that success happen, and again, it's empowerment. We're always looking for employees at First Gen, so if you have somebody looking for a financial, want to loan money, it's a money store. It's an awesome place to work, so thank you for listening today, and hopefully we've helped and benefited you in your personal life.
Yeah, we. If you are interested in possibly joining us over at First General, if you go to 1stgeneral.com and go to careers, you can get some more information there. That definitely, that's true. Lady J, thanks for working the board.
Oh, you're welcome.
You. Future Emmy Award-winning Lady J.
Every time.
Yeah, so we do appreciate that. And like I said, check us out on Credit Launcher at 1ST General at First General Credit Union. 1ST General is the website, so... Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.